Conclusion. This is the path of Muhammad, the path of all paths. It is the great river into which all streams flow, the vast sea where all rivers meet. The path of Muhammad was a life of worship by night and service by day. Worship of Allah during the night, secluded in devotion and intimate conversation with Him while standing and in prostration. During the day, it was a life of service to Allah's creation, showing kindness and striving to bring goodness to them with love, sincerity, and selflessness. Through both worship and service, life in its entirety becomes an act of worship. This is the ultimate purpose of creation, as stated by Allah. And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me. Chapter 51, verse 56. The essence of the path of Muhammad is summarized in these verses. Say, indeed, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, a correct religion, the way of Abraham, inclining toward truth. And he was not among those who associated others with Allah. Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has he. And this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims. Chapter 6, verses 161 to 163. Everything along this path is for Allah. Interaction with the truth as the truth, and interaction with the truth found in his creation. This is the meaning of the Prophet's saying. Religion is proper and good interaction. This is an invitation to Allah, issued by Muhammad and guided by Muhammad. It is a call that demanded a response yesterday, and it demands a response today with even greater urgency, as its argument is more compelling now than before. Say, if you should love Allah, then follow me, so Allah will love you. Chapter 3, verse 31. If not, then nothing else will suffice. O people of the Quran, you are not about anything until you establish the Quran. Establishing the Quran is like establishing the prayer. It requires knowledge and action based on that knowledge. The first step in both is to follow, with excellence, the example of the infallible Prophet who embodied the Quran and perfected prayer. May Allah establish the Quran, establish the prayer, and guide hearts and minds to this truth. He is the all-hearing, the all-responding.